RV necessity list. So you just bought a new RV. Or you're dreaming about buying a new RV. Regardless, there's a billion things to learn, and a million things to buy. Everyone wants your money. Let me give you solid advice of some of the best things worth the price tag for your new rig. I'll also provide links to all of the things talked about so that you have to look no further. Let's go. Picture of my RV, 2022 Coachmen Cross Trail XL23XG. Leveling. Leveling blocks, $36, Camco, heavy duty. I recommend buying two sets of these 10-pack of leveling blocks, totaling 20 blocks total. I have used more than 10 on a few occasions. These are required in most RV applications, but not all. Some RVs will come with specialty scissor jacks and other auto-leveling assemblies. If you have a basic RV like me, you'll definitely need some blocks to get that big booty off the ground. Picture of leveling blocks. Will chocks, $21, Camco, chocks without ropes. These are straightforward, and you'll need them with pretty much any RV/camper. Level your rig, and then plan to chock opposite side wheels, to keep that pretty piggy bank from rolling away into the lake. Picture of wheel chocks. Electrical. Surge protector, $68, Paus RV 30-amp surge protector. Please, please, please buy a surge protector. It's very possible that the electrical service on a campground could be faulty. If you don't plug in a surge protector, it's guaranteed that you will eventually pop a breaker, or fry some electrical wiring slash systems in your rig. Keep it safe. This surge protector is only for 30A campers, so you will need to buy a 50A surge protector, or use adapters, if that's what you've got instead. Picture of surge protector. 30A to 50A RV adapter, $17, aka dog bone adapter. This is a useful tool in the rare case that you camp somewhere that doesn't offer 30A service. If you're driving a smaller rig that's 30A, then you definitely need to make sure you have one of these. It would suck to get to the campground and not have a cheap adapter that can supply you with infinite power to your rig. Now you're camping, not glamping. Smile. Picture of 30A to 50A RV adapter. Plumbing. Water filter, $19, Camco, RV/marine water filter by this day one. Oftentimes, the water connections at a camping site are disgusting. It's very common to get sediment and debris in camping water spigots. With a water filter, you can guarantee that most of the debris and sediment is being removed before it gets into your onboard piping and running through your system. This is a cheap, easy option. Most people will recommend much more expansive filtration systems, but mileage varies here. Picture of RV water filter. Water pressure regulator, $34, Cory, hand wheel adjustable. This is vital for the plumbing on your RV. The reason for this is that most RVs' plumbing is rated for something close to 40 to 50 pounds per square inch. There's no guarantee what pressure you will get at a campsite, because it will be different everywhere you go. This handy pressure regulator allows you to set a pressure, say 45 pounds per square inch, so that your piping will not burst or crack. Trust me, it's mostly all cheap plastic PVC. It will break. Picture of water pressure regulator. Sewer hose, $38, Camco, 20 with storage caps and transparent elbow shitters full. There's a chance that you'll get a sewer hose included with the purchase of your RV. However, most of the time the hose they will try to give you is very flimsy and cheap. I highly recommend this Camco hose because of the quality, but also the clear elbow is an amazing additive when dumping your tanks. Watch that brown sploosh out before you disconnect the hoses. Picture of sewer hose. Honorable mentions. United States sticker map, $20, Fairwinds Designs travel sticker. If you're planning on traveling across state lines, or one day want to see all 50 states, this is the perfect purchase for you. This sticker map comes blank with lines drawn for each state, and you add stickers for each state one by one as you travel to them. Genius. And you get to display it on the outside of your RV for everyone to gawk at and is guaranteed to start conversations with other campers. Picture of United States sticker map. Fuse assortment, $10, EP Auto assorted car/truck fuses. You never know when you will blow a fuse on the road. Most RVs/campers will have both a house panel, standard home-style breakers that you just flip back, and also a car panel, requires car/truck-style fuses. Always handy to have extra to replace on the go. There isn't an auto parts store at the campground. Picture a fuse assortment kit. RV toilet treatment pods, $18, Camco citrus scent. Keep your tanks clean by always keeping a little water in the tank, and drop in one of these pods to help keep it smelling fresh. These pods also help break down any potential waste/solids that may exist in the tank. You never want to have your black tank full with solids without treating it in some way. Picture of RV toilet treatment pods. Undersink water filter, $62, water drop ultrafiltration. We talked about a water filter being a must-have necessity in the above plumbing section. But if you're a health freak, you probably want more than just that one cheap filter. I recommend installing this filter underneath your sink, so that you can have fresh filtered water right there in your RV kitchen. Say ah. Picture of undersink water filter. Disposable gloves, $8, vinyl, disposable, 50-pack. If you don't want to get soupy poopy on your hands, you might want to purchase a pack of disposable gloves. This will help keep your hands clean when you go to open the gray and black tank valves, and when the hose falls off the dump port and spills all around you. Picture of disposable gloves. Two-way hose splitter, $13, heavy duty, shut-off valves. This little tool comes in handy if you want to hook up a hose pipe near the site utility hookups. Meaning, if you want to hook up a hose to spray off your dog or campsite, then having a splitter like this makes it easy. Picture of two-way hose splitter. Waste port adapter, $9, sewer hose sealer/adapter. Plug this little baby into the dump station/waste hookup at your campsite. Sometimes, the waste ports are different sizes and will not mate perfectly with your dump hose from your RV/camper. This little doodad is to adapt to different sizes so that there is no spillage. Picture of waste port adapter. 90-degree water hose elbow, $6, Camco, solid brass. This little brass fitting is to install on the side of your RV, so that when you connect a water hose it will be completely vertical and not kink. You don't want the water hose to flex too much coming off horizontal of the RV, because this can result in stress/damage to the hose and fittings. Picture of 90-degree water hose elbow. Tire valve extenders, $7, Melbury 2-pack, flexible valves. If you have an RV on a dually truck chassis like me, then you definitely need a way to check the tire pressure of the inside tire. This won't apply to everyone, but is a cheap accessory to make sure the tire pressure isn't low on your drivable home. Picture of tire valve extenders. There's a billion more things you can buy that are useful, or to deck out your RV. I recommend not buying too many things, until you actually see a use or need for something. It's easy to overspend when you type in RV accessories on Amazon, or even Google. Hopefully this list gets you going on your first purchases for your new RV/camper. Leave a comment below to let me know what you bought and what your travel plans are.